Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
A quick word from our sponsor, 24 Sound. 24 Sound is technically an audio production company, but they're way more than that. They're there to help you grow your business from audiobooks to podcasts and everything in between. They're flawless as sound engineers and they're strategic as business partners. Visit them at 24sound.com. You can also email them at hello@24sound.com. And of course, as a best ever listener, you'll get a best ever discount. Mention best ever, and you'll get a 20% discount on your first product. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Quang Lee. Hi, Quang.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Quang is from Dallas, but he lives in Houston, and he and his wife have a team. Together, they invest in real estate and have been doing so since 2011. So fairly recently, but hear this. He and his wife control over $1.2 million in real estate, and they just rehabbed and rented out their eighth property, which now replaces his income. So very much looking forward to hearing your story, Quang, yours and your wife's story. So first and foremost, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got to this point and then what you're focused on right now?
Sure. I'll be more than happy to do that. In college, I was always an entrepreneur by heart and tried everything almost under the sun that you can think of, but didn't really solidify. And once we got married in 2011, me and my wife talked about it. I said, hey, what can we do with this money? And we thought for our future, the best thing to do was real estate, because a lot of people that we know and seen has been very successful with it. So we said, let's give it a try. So we started with that money that we got from our wedding and our friends and family, and bought our first house, which was not the it was pretty scary to buy that first house. And 8 houses later, we are having a great time, and I can't be happier. And being able to replace my income, that's a huge accomplishment for us.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the holy grail for every investor. So is the key takeaway here to get married and then just take all the income from the marriage and invest in real estate? So if you could get married many times over, I guess that's a very successful rule.
Some people maybe can do that, but I think I'm going to do that only one time.
Oh, well, I'm sure many people, including your wife, will be happy to hear that.
Yes.
So you got money from the wedding, and I'm sure through savings through the, you know, your full-time occupation at the time. Did you have a full-time job, and do you have a full-time job right now?
Yeah, we both have full-time jobs, and we actually just recently had a new kid as well. So you can definitely imagine our schedule is quite busy.
Yes. Congratulations on the new arrival.
Yes. Thank you very much. And actually, originally, the reason why we did it was for my wife to stay home, because we wanted to start a family. And we wanted her to stay home and take care of the kid. But she enjoys her job so much that that we're going to let her continue that. And then and we're going to keep going with this.
So you took the money from your savings and from the wedding, and you bought your first place. How do you multiply 1 times 8 and get to where you're at now so quickly?
We use definitely our a little bit of our savings, but the key here is leverage, which we use hard money and to finance our properties, and every day you just have to keep. Have a consistent and persistent action that leads you to where you want to be. So that's what we did.
So you're using hard money to finance the properties. Let's walk me through, and the best ever listeners, through one of the transactions. So you buy it for X amount, you get hard money, you have the hard money for it for how long, and then you pay that off. Walk us through one example.
Sure. Let's say, for example, you buy, you know, a house that's worth $50,000, and then the rehab is about, say, $20,000 or so, and then they say the ARV for the house is, say, worth $100,000. And so what we do is we go up the hard money lender and say, hey, we have this house and we want to rehab it for this much. And typically they give you, I think, 70% of the ARV, which is the after repair value. And so if your numbers work out right, which one of our deals did, where we had actually no money out of pocket, and you do your rehab, it shouldn't take more than, for us, 2 weeks, 3 weeks max, and then get it rented out, and then refi it to a conventional loan. And then you start over again.
And so the key is, let's see, there are multiple keys to that approach. One would be finding the property that has that you can acquire that is a good spread, so that when you run your numbers and after you do the improvements, you have equity in it.
Yes.
The other key would be to have a full-time job so that you can get a loan on it, so a traditional loan, so you can cash out them hard money lender. Is that correct? Yes. Too?
That's correct. Yeah, having that job there is helps out a lot, because you're not worrying about, well, the first thing is you need that to refi to a conventional loan. If you don't have a job, it's kind of difficult to do that. And two is, just in case something happens, you have that job to kind of as a backup or as a supplement to what you're doing, instead of trying to hustle and make things work and kind of cut corners. And, I've found or seen people try to do that and it doesn't work out quite as well.
And you live in Houston. Are all the properties in the Houston area?
Most of our properties are within the Houston Metroplex areas. There are a few that are outside of Houston, but most of what we buy is within 30, no more than 40 minutes from where we live. So that way we're not running all over town and driving a couple hours here and there. It's just really close and we can get there pretty quick.
Quang, I absolutely love this approach, because this is a blueprint. It's an absolute blueprint for how to scale your business while keeping your full-time job. I guess the other variable that I'd like to touch on is the work that you put into it. So how do you make the property better? Do you do the work yourself, or do you hire out a general contractor?
We actually hired out a general contractor to do it. When we first started doing this, we were thinking, hey, we can probably do some or most of the work ourselves. But again, the key here is leverage, not only the money, but also your time. You can probably save a few $100 doing it yourself, but I'm not a professional. And so I'd rather hire somebody that knows what they're doing. They can do it quick and get it done right the first time and quickly get it rented out. Otherwise, you'd be spending so much time and effort and have all this frustration that is, that doesn't make the business fun. So when you do it this way, it does make it fun, and it makes it makes more money for us.
Quang, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Best advice for us would be to have a strong written why, to have that purpose. If you don't have that purpose, it's very hard to go through tough times. For me, my big why is being the best version of myself every day for my God and for my family. And that's what drives me to be my best and to have this energy to do my best.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
Best ever book you've read?
Best book that I've read is not real estate related. The name of the book is called Rediscover Catholicism by Matthew Kelly. And what he talks about is living your life with passion and purpose, and being a better version of yourself every single day, which you know, touches all part of your life, including real estate. And we use that every day in our real estate business. I think that was one of the key books for us.
And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, and you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a book like that, if not that book, in its audio format for free. freebesteverbook.com. All right, Quang, best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
From the past 3 years that we've been doing this, we've learned that you can't be successful doing this by yourself. You definitely need smarter people, better people that know, that has more knowledge than you to help you out. That's the key.
Best ever success habit you practice?
I kind of mentioned a little bit before was to have consistent, persistent, and action. Creating small habits that builds bigger habits. One key example is maybe like starting to read something to expand your mind. If you don't have time, start reading 1 minute, a couple minutes a day. And then soon enough, you'll start reading whole books like nothing.
Best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal that we've done was a house up in Crosby. We bought it for $58,000 and spent about $15,000 for rehab. All in with everything was about $85,000. And the house came out to about $123,000 for the ARV. And we spent nothing out of pocket, and which is great. Infinite return. And our cash flow on that house is $390 or so a month. And we have tenants that are still living there. They're happy, and we love it.
Best ever quote?
Screw it. Let's do it. By Richard Branson.
I wasn't expecting that from you.
I like that one.
I like that one too. All right. You were so philosophical with your book. Then you just did a 180 on me. It's like I saw two different sides of you, both like the philosophical and then the like get it done type of mentality.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it should be.
That's right. What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Not starting sooner. We're the type of personality that likes to kind of evaluate a lot of things and do charts and graphs and figure out all the details and numbers. We regret that. If we started earlier, we would be a lot better than where we are right now.
And what's the best ever place to reach you?
Best place is my website, newrenthome.com. Also on the Bigger Pockets as well. If you guys are familiar with that, I'm always poking my head around there, so you can reach me there as well.
Quang, thank you so much for joining us. Your energy is so great. You know, we've corresponded back and forth, I don't know, for like a couple years now. And you've had a tremendous amount of success in a short amount of time. And it's clear why now after speaking with you in depth. So thanks so much for sharing your insight, giving the best ever listeners a blueprint for how to get to where you're at. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Had a blast. Thank you.
Hey you, best ever listener, do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, well, Work with Joe.